This is Earl Netwell, the micro-business specialist, and today we're going to be interviewing Lonnie Amaro. Lonnie is from Ottawa, Ontario, but currently is calling in from the Philippines. Lonnie has been online since 2001, and he built a fairly lengthy list, about 15,000 people, but then was struck by a series of severe illnesses that kind of knocked him out of circulation for a number of years. Last year, in 2009, he got back online and has been rebuilding his list. And we're going to talk to him a little bit today about his experiences, what he's learned in the internet world. And what I'm going to particularly interested in finding out is what changed in internet marketing from when he started in 2001. Now that he's back, and if he's noticed any significant changes, and we'll go on beyond that. Lonnie, you're in the Philippines today. Briefly, are you there on vacation? Have you moved there?
I met her, and we're here right now for a little while, and going back to Canada probably in a month.
All right. Whereabouts in the Philippines are you?
Well, it's called Angeles City, actually. It's about an hour and a half away from Manila.
Okay. On the island of Luzon. I spent some time in the Philippines many, many years ago. Just wondering if this is off the topic here, but do they still have jeepneys driving around the streets?
Oh, yes, and trikes and roosters and dogs and cats and dogs barking and horns beeping. It's 5 in the morning, you get it all. It's amazing. All right. It's really amazing here.
A colorful place.
Oh, yes.
Say you were online for an extended period, and then we're off due to illness and are back again. I'm just wondering, what did you see as the major changes online that occurred between those two periods?
What has changed? Well, when I first started out, information was rare, and you had to really, if you knew something, you could make, you could put it online, and everybody would just swarm all over the information. But now, information is an abundance, but the problem here has arrived. When coming back to it, is that there's so much of it, people are overwhelmed and don't know how to use it.
So what can people do about that? There is a tremendous amount of information. The most frequent thing you hear people say is they talk about information overload. I certainly suffer from information overload. What would you suggest that people do?
I strongly suggest that they go back to the original people who started this marketing business. Go back to people like Dan Kennedy, go back to Frank Kern, go to Jimmy Edwards, stick with those kind of mentors and veterans that know it, because most of the information that you get is just pieces of the past. Now, mind you, as far as traffic is concerned, there's different ways and different strategies. And there's traffic, you can, if you hit the right button, the correct magic button, you can have tons and tons of traffic to your website. But basically, all this information that you see, people putting more information, more videos and PLRs and all this information, if you just sit there and read one of them, you can really just go one particular information. You can get quite a bit from that one particular information. Then going back and go and read another traffic. See, so much email comes in your email box. There's so many more marketers online and so many more internet marketers. I am niche. Usually there's too many. But however, you stay with the guns, so the big people who've made it, they're the ones that show you, and you can listen, but you just follow their module. You know, use their methods. Their methods work. Because why? Because they focus on what they know. Now, myself, I know I can do all these things myself. So what I do now, what I do is provide to the people what I know and how I go about it, and I use my own strategies. and that helps out people. So I know I can help a new person come online. Says, how do you market online? Well, I could guide him the proper way. But if he goes and says on his own, he's going to be lost.
So the key is to either follow you or maybe to follow any single person and not to be following 23 different ideas. Is that a fair statement?
I wouldn't say just go by one person. I would say, you know, get yourself a handful, 5 or 6 people, and that's, you're going to get more than enough. More, because they're going to have more information that you can get. Get somewhere where you can get information for, you know, a membership that's free, get some more information in there if you need to research a little bit further of what the bigger marketers have said. And you're going to find more brilliant information, nice and crisp, and it'd be appealing. And they can show you shortcuts and easy ways to do things and different kinds of tools. Now, when it comes to maintaining your computer, well, see, that's a different avenue altogether again. So you'd have to know information about maintaining your computer and business opportunity and things like that. But there's so many articles, there's so many business websites out there. They all have so many roads. There's so many crossroads. And basically, they're all saying the same story. So I don't recommend just day one. You should have an idea of how they do things and what examples, how they made money with this information or how they made money with. So these are different mediums. You got to know them. And everyone has their style and their strategies. So you just can't focus on one particular guru or a veteran out there, because there's so many different ways of doing business online. There's so many avenues, there's so many ways of making money. So you have to pick which one would be easier and more pleasant for you.
Who were the people that you followed when you were first getting going?
Well, going back in 2001, I decided to put a little I did a little search, and it was for how to make money online. And I got Neil Shearing and Frank Kearns. And after about a couple of weeks, after I put my email and got information from Frank Kearns, and I put the 7th email, of course, I decided to buy the program. And it was the Internet Empire program. Now, I was, cold, so I did not know very much about HTML, but he had a good little course there. So I dug right in and put it all together. And after about 3 weeks of throwing pillows after my cats and swearing and cussing, I finally got images and things to look correct on the screen. And I had over 3,000 people who went to see my site, I thought. That's what the website said. Well, I was surprised. It was me. I was the only one going to my site, so I had nothing to, I did not know anything about traffic. And so I was complaining, why was I not getting any sales? It was just myself that was visiting my own site. So I decided to look a little more information about traffic, and he had other, books of black belt marketing, and there was from Yannick Silver, his book, the Millionaire Email Millionaire book. So I read through that, and I found a source. And this is my first time that I witnessed a fear of success, you might say. So it was to go to Topeka. And I was warned, if I go to Topeka, if I put a name or a subscription in there, how to make money online, that I, will get a monster amount of subscribers. Well, I just did a test because I did not know or I'm not familiar how things work yet. So I made a topic about how to make money online. And all of a sudden, I had like 500 emails, subscribers, and then the next day I had 900, and then another day I had 600. All of a sudden, I had 2,000 names, and I would start deleting them and deleting them. I thought they were spam. I said, what is all this? So I sent back an email to one of these subscribers. I said, what is this? He said, well, you put this topic on topic, you know, and we're waiting for this information. And, you know, and that was my first experience of clicking a button and getting instant success. But I was not prepared. I did not have a sales funnel. I did not know what I was getting involved with. So what happened from that is that having this little fear of clicking these buttons, I became like a reserved type person until I met Henry Gold. He had his giveaway in 2004, 2005. So I decided to give myself a little plunge in there, and that was my first taste of real success. This time I was prepared. And so, you know, the OTO, one-time offers, well, a lot of people did not know very much about it. So I made a simple OTO through my autoresponder, which I have my own. And I had over 5,000 subscribers in less than 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. And I made $3,000. And Henry came online. He started chatting with me. He said, I made $3,000. He said, what? How did you do that? How did you manage that? I said, well, I made a little OTO. And ever since that, the OTO was just a big, big, big bang. Everybody just went off and made all kinds of these one-time offers and scripts and everything else. But basically, you don't need to go all through all those scripts. I just made a very basic one. And I went on to get over 15,000 subscribers. But that's how my first taste of real success started. And then from that on, then I got personal matters that got in the way.
So the key for you was the one-time offer in terms of monetizing that traffic. If someone were to start today, it'd be kind of hard. Getting 3,000 to 5,000 people in a short period of time must have been kind of exciting. But today, is it still possible to get that many subscribers in a short period of time?
Yes, it is. It's very easy to do that. However, you have to be really prepared to do this. You have to make sure that you have yourself a nice funnel. And when you have there's many ways. There's so many sources of ways of getting lots of traffic, massive traffic, and getting your CTR really climb up there. If you ever want to find out how to get a lot of traffic, is go through the CPA networks. They have tools in there. If you ever get accepted in there, they show you how to do this. And there are many ways. Like I said, the social sites, the social niches. Here's one secret of mine that will drive tons of traffic to your website. And a lot of people make a little bit of mistake, but when you take your landing page is where you want people to land, to read what you have. But you don't want to put a great big massive website in there with all kinds of content. You don't want to lose your customer. You want them to make a commitment here. So when they come here, you have the specific information that you want to give them. So you optimize that landing page with your keywords and key phrases, but you don't go overboard. You know, keep that page for what you want to sell, what you want. You want the emotional benefits for your public. Now, what you do to get people there is that you go to these social networks. There's 200 of them. Get the big ones like Facebook, LinkedIn, Reddit, StumbleUpon, Digit. And what you do with these places is that you make a mini page from each one of these, all these networks, make a mini page, and you You put all the keywords and you optimize those mini pages about your website, what you want to talk, what you want to sell, what you want to provide to your customer. Now, what you don't do is you don't link every one of these mini pages to your website, to your landing page. You do not do that because that's not normal. Google looks at backlinks as a very normal thing. So what you do with these niches, these social networks, is you link in random. So you have no more than 25 of these social websites linking back to your website. You have your blog, with blogs, and you have your articles. Make sure you got your articles going out there. Now, all these social networks, you have them all randomly linked. So LinkedIn is pointing to Facebook, and maybe Facebook is pointing to Digit, and Digit is pointing to your landing page, and you make the whole rotation. So no more than 5 linking back your landing page, and you're going to see a massive amount of traffic in a very short period of time. In 2 weeks, you could get 10,000 people going to your website. So if you want to capture that audience, you better have a good capture page, a good squeeze page. And the emotional benefits are there to grab your audience's attention.
Okay, so what you want to do then, if I understand you correctly, is go from one social network site, link to another, and then to another, and then ultimately to the page you want to get to. To kind of get that Google juice going, is that
the Google juice? Yeah, and you're going to get a lot of Google juice going, but you're going to also have all your social networks going to be ranked up high, and they're getting a lot of traffic, and Google, all search engines love them. But you just link 5 of these, 5 out of 25, link it back to your landing page, not all of them. So mm-hmm. you link them randomly. And you're going to see a massive amount of traffic, and that's how you're going to grab a lot of traffic. Now, there's other ways. You can get this massive type of traffic as well.
We're interested in other ways. Could you suggest another approach?
Well, see, when you be like traffic exchange, some people just don't like traffic exchange. Well, I play with traffic exchange so much that they work well for me. I can convert them. With traffic exchange is where you, like traffic swarm for one is one place. You'll see a big mistake if some people go in there and they just see a site and they just put their page up there. That's not what you do. What you do with traffic exchange is you put a survey question. And you say, you put a little survey question. What is the color of what is the color of coal, you know? All right, whatever question is going to be, whatever your niche. And if you give them 4 answers, if they answer correctly, you go to the site and you give them a product. Now you have a viral product to give them, or they can download. So you give them another product that they can give away for free, and that's you're going to get a lot of traffic, and you're going to get a lot of people going to be joining you. That's another way. I specialize in too. There's 3 different ways you can do this, but that one works really, really well. Another way is on Facebook, is you have viral ebooks or viral games. You get a co-reg. So there's lots of games that are very attractive for different types of demographics. For young and old and ladies, that they can go to a website and they can download the product. And you can put this little image, try this game right now, and they click it and they download it. And it's a free game, and to download it and to use it, they have to put their name and email address. So you co-reg with this company, so you can massively have quite a few new subscribers using a co-reg with different kind, and there's Game Fans, there's Wild Tangent. These are all affiliations that would be happily to share subscribers with you.
That's a new one on me. I haven't heard of that idea before. What are the quality of these leads? You get a lot of people, but I presume they're targeted by the ones that you pick and how you do it. But don't you end up with kind of just a lot of names without any real buyers to it?
Well, that depends on what you're selling and what you do. You're going to look for people who want to buy, and that depends on your. If you go to quantum.com, all right, or you want to go to Alexa, Google has a good trending program with demographics and all, but you have to go and look for the geographics of where the people do buy. Domain Samurai has a software that you can put a keyword into, and it'll give you a list of different keywords, and it'll tell you which keyword has more chances of a purchase than one who is like a seeded keyword. So if you just put something like cake decorating, for example, for an AdWord campaign, well, it's too general. You're not being specific. So if you say cake decorating for moms or earn $400 per month cake decorating, you're going to get the true people who are going to be clicking, who are specifically looking for this. So now you can have this ad placed specifically in that state or that province or that country that are just hungry for that information. And you can get this information on Quantum and on Google and look for the trends. And this is the most important part of internet marketing. You have to do your market research first. If you don't do that, and you just find a product and put it out there, you're not going to sell it. You have to do some market research and find out where the demand is. Then advertise there. Then you have media buy. Now, media buy is a little bit, if you, for $50 with a site, and some of these sites you can advertise on don't even know what affiliate marketing is. So you flat out say, okay, I'll give you $200 for the month, and you make $4,000 or $5,000 in a week, in 2 weeks. So, I mean, it's worth to spend $200, but you don't go out and spend $5,000. You have to do a little bit of test, and you market where these people are looking for that specific product.
You've got an e-zine that you publish, Success Unplugged. Do you cover this type of topic in that?
Absolutely. I find that sometimes when I try to be as simple as possible sometimes, and sometimes I'll write, and I know that my subscribers have no clue what I'm talking about, so I don't write about it. But when they really get to know me in my classroom right now, they come in and they're students and everything, and now they're learning and they understand more. And by the way, I'm giving it for free to start them out and giving this information. And I actually show how to build a sales funnel, which is the most important thing, and convert your customers into sales.
Okay, so since you give it for free, people want to know how they can get it. So where would they go?
They would have to go to successunplugged.com. That's success, not failure. Unplugged, not plugged into a wall. successunplugged.com/class, CLASS. And there they can register for free, and they'll contact my support team, and they will contact you and let you know when they can have the first class about making money online. My magic formulas are all there.
You talk about a magic formula. Can you give us kind of a quick overview of what the magic formula is, or is that something we need to sign up for to get?
No, I can give it to you. It's basically, it's showing you how to do a landing page, how to get that person to commit, to go to the squeeze page, how to build slippery slam pages to build a lot of traffic to your website and convert those customers into buyers. And if you really get to know my system and do my strategy correctly, you should be able to do 4 or 5 of these a week and make money on every single of these niches in any given month. If you do your research.
And but the key is as you see, is the key is to really do the research to identify the keywords that people that are buyers are going to click on. Is that correct?
That is a very good start. You need to know market research is the most neglected but most important part of the whole your marketing career online. You have to do research on that specific. If you have a mailing list already, well, that's fine. You can have a different product and say, well, this may be able to help you, and you can sell that product. But if you're going to go in a niche, you're going to sell a lot more products from Fortune 500 companies than you're going to try to sell any product that's given out from the internet marketing niche any day.
So your recommendation, if I may guess, is that internet marketing is a huge field and there's lots of people in it, but there's a lot of competition. You'd be better off if you're just getting into internet marketing to learn how to identify and serve niche markets. Is that a fair statement?
You'd be able to sell more bananas than you would try to sell internet marketing gear. You're right, girl. Yep, you're absolutely correct.
See that you've been in a number. Well, how many different niches are you operating in than yourself? Are you in hundreds of them, or is it dozens, or just a handful?
I just got back. Like I left for about 4 years, and I just got back. Mm-hmm. Internet marketing has not changed. I mean, as far as being focused, that's another thing I teach. You got to be focused, and I teach how to focus your attention in your internet niche. But right now, I'm building all kinds of different kinds of niches surrounding Success Unplugged, where that's the mothership. And right now, I'm probably in 25 or so.
Okay. So that's quite a few, but not hundreds.
No.
And yeah. Now you did just talk about the need to focus, and that's easy said and hard to do. There's so many bright, shiny objects that come across my email, and I'm sure of almost anybody listening to this. How do you actually force yourself, or do you have any hints or tricks to how to stick on the straight and narrow?
I would that you have a business plan. You got to write it out, and you have to stick to your business plan. See, Saturday morning is my day that I do my email, and I get 3,000 a week. But you know how many I read? I only read about a dozen. It really makes a difference. I read things about my analytics, what's the trend about market, about different products, and I just read about information, maybe from my favorite people, from Frank Kern or Jimmy Edwards or Jimmy D. Brown or Yannick Silver or Alex Mondazian. Those are the only people I would read. The other ones are just throwing out more information just to confuse me. So you have to recognize that if you know this information, you're just looking for another piece of pie or a magic secret or a magic button. You're not going to find it because they're all mediums. So you have a medium, and you think you can make money with that medium. Focus your attention. So now it's time management. So Monday morning is building your site. Monday afternoon is building your content. Tuesday morning is an hour in your analytics if you're going to be full-time. But basically, when you have your whole sales funnel and it's converting, all you're doing is tweaking, and all you're really working with is keywords and information in your subscriber list. So when it comes to what else could you learn if you're already making $10,000 a month, and you really want to make a million, you can dig up some more information, but you'd have to find through joint ventures. and joining what people have huge lists, so you can find a larger marketing side of your medium.
Let me double check something. You said that you only do your emails on Saturdays?
That's right. Saturday morning.
Wow. That would save me 8 hours a week.
That's all I do. It's because emails is the only thing. That's the biggest problem with most marketers is that they go astray when they go to the read your emails. Because if you already know what it takes to be to go out there and make money, then reading your emails, you should outsource it. I have my email outsourced, and I only read what's important. Because I know, if I don't know, then I'll research. That's what I do. Saturday morning is my research. That's all. I use that 4 hours on Saturday morning. I read emails and research. That's it. The rest of the time is I'm working and making money.
All right. So, and you keep to this schedule that you have blocked out on a weekend and week out basis then, huh?
Yeah, you have to discipline yourself to do that. You do that, you're going to do much better. And you will not be frustrated or get disappointed, and you will not get negative from other people stealing your ideas and whatnot, because there's so many ways to make money online. If you stay your plan, you're going to be far better off. It's working for me. Just come to successunplugged.com/class, and I'll teach you all that.
Earlier you talked about fear of success. I've heard of fear of failure. I'm just wondering what you mean by fear of success.
Well, that story I told you about Topeka, like when I pushed that, when I was inexperienced, I did not know anything about really what's going on out there. And then I had about 2,000 people come to my email box. There's all subscribers, and I did not know what they were. I thought they were spam. So ever since that time, I was not prepared. So I was always afraid to push that button again. Magic button. Okay, Lonnie, this is time to push it. Am I ready for this now? You already had this happen to you. You had this massive amount of traffic, and they wanted this information. They wanted to buy from you, and you were not ready. So I had this fear of success. Are you ready now? Are you ready to push this button? So that's when I pushed the button again with Henry Gold. So now I've come back, you know, from 2005 to 2009. I went golfing and I recovered from my health and all that. And so I'm back again, and I got a team that's helping everybody's working with each other here as a team, as a group. And our plan is to finally push that magic button one more time, but it'd be a lot bigger than ever before. And that's in the works right now, and that's going to be coming in September, October of this year.
In September and October, so... Will that be a series of a different series of classes, or just
no? That's going to be my product. It's going to be my magic, my magic strategy, and it's right now we're building it and making it, and we're doing the classes and so on. But it's going to be a self-taught course that you could take. But it'd be showing you how to take shortcuts. For example, let's take Notepad and just take a website, and if you need to correct something on a web page, just take your notepad and just change a couple of things, send that back up, and it's the information is there and ready to go. And so it's showing people how to take a shorter stride in this mass overwhelming whirl of information and making money with it. So the magic is all about making things simpler and easier and making more money.
All right. I think everybody's in favor of that idea. If you were to talk to somebody that was brand new, and when I say brand new, they've decided they want to make money online, and they have to decide between focusing on creating a product or learning how to do email marketing or any of the other different major categories, where would you tell them to start? What should be the initial focus for someone that's brand new? Do they need to learn HTML and how to design a website? Where would you tell them to start?
Well, I definitely tell them that, like, that's what I have. I have all newbies. And, like, for example, if you go to cake-biz.com, that's a newbie who mailed that site. And he's getting traffic, and he's got subscribers, and he did not even know how to put a graphic on a page. So I teach him HTML from the very start. Shortcuts of HTML, basic HTML. If you don't know HTML, you're going to be lost out there. You've got to know how to get yourself and whip up pages to make your campaigns to make money. So that's where I would start them off. And also, I would teach them everything they have to know about meta tags and keywords and market research. Those are the key areas I would start them at.
Okay. I have a lot of people, I believe that people need to learn HTML. It seems as though a lot of the products out there are designed to try to show, you really believe it's important, though, that they are able to get in there and make changes to their own sites and so on, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And they can do that with Notepad. They can do that very simple with Notepad. Notepad, you see, if you go about, if we talk about...
And you take the time to learn it.
Yeah, you do. It's not a difficult thing to do. It's very, very simple. HTML, it looks like science, but it's not science. It's science, it's coding and everything else. But my course, I show people how simple it is and how to know how to use it. With simple information, and I show... Instead of, I don't confuse, I just show them what's initially important and what they need to know. And I show them how to change a page. Like the first day of class, I show them how to use and make a website from Notepad. Because Notepad is a text editor, but it's also very versatile. And that is the beginning of where computers came from, text files. And Notepad is the most functional, versatile application, and yet the most powerful tool there is on a PC, and of course a Mac is a text editor, which can do all that.
I'm not sure how all the different ways you use Notepad, but it took me a while before I ever really started using it, and now it's a very valuable tool.
Exactly. It becomes one of your most valuable tools on your computer.
I use it as a notepad too.
Right. You use it for many functions.
I keep all my links that I need to know and whatever.
I keep all my passwords in there. So you put all my passwords. I have passwords way back to 2001. If I need to find out, I just go click find, and it finds it for me just instantly. Who needs a big password tool to save your passwords? Just Notepad.
Okay. Well, I do use RoboForm, I have to say. It works pretty well.
But
it's nice to have one spot where you keep things, and that works well there.
That's right. Well, Notepad, you see, you could keep extra copies. If RoboFarm or your browser or your computer blows up, and you don't have to file.
That's the problem. So you've got you're working on a major project that's going to come out later in the fall.
Yes.
You've got your magazine. You've got all these different niches that you're developing. That's got to keep you real busy. So I take it you're not doing the four-hour work week. You're spending quite a bit of time at that.
Well, I've built a team. I built a team from my classrooms, and right now I have a team. I'm outsourcing, and I have a community and a team. We're all building at the same time to take a share of the profits in the future. And they're also learning, because they're all basically all newbies, and they all have special skills in different avenues or what they experience and everything. I'm echoing again in the background there. And so... now I have a team of five of us. I have an affiliate manager now, ad manager. I have a copywriter. I have a webmaster, and I have a support a manager who deals with the emails and broadcasting, and my ad manager makes the swap files, makes email, and does research for me. My sales, my copy, sales copy writer, he does the web pages, and he does the write-ups. He changes all the PLR informations, changes links, makes the PDFs, and webmaster puts all the scripts and puts all the information and puts all different kinds of products out there, the extra products that go with Magic. So right now I have a full and myself, which I'm the president, and I teach these different focuses, and at the same time they'll see how the whole sales funnel works. So when we have our successes, each one of them will know how to proceed on their own. And if they all need us back again, we can all understand how to do this whole conversion and make money.
Well, that sounds like a great team-building approach you've taken. I'm sure all your folks are thrilled to be part of it. Congratulations. That's a great idea.
They are. They're very enthusiastic about it, and they're really working hard. And it's amazing how hard they are working for me, and I do really appreciate their work.
So, is there any other key idea or concept that you'd like to share with our audience? We should be wrapping up here pretty quick, but is there any one tidbit that we haven't covered or that you feel that needs to be stressed?
Well, you can't have these things unless you have goals. All right, and that's the number one thing. I have goals, and my goals, when I get in my computer, there it's on my screen. I see my house, I see my car, I know what color it is. I have my boat, I have my water. I when I get out to my bedroom window, my veranda, I see my wharf, my little walk wharf. I have my sauna out there. And, I have my fishing poles. I have them hung up beside my little shack and go fishing when I want. I have this all on my screensaver, and I also have it in front of me every day. I read my goals. If you don't have goals, you need to be motivated, and you have to dream to succeed. And if you have goals, you will go for them. If you do not see them, then you tend not to dream and go for your goals.
Outstanding. It's a great way to end our conversation today. I want to thank you for sharing your insights and your information. You've been around, you've had ups and downs, and yet you keep on chugging. You've taken what you've learned and sharing it with other people, and that's really what it's all about. The idea of having a goal and a direction to go to, the idea of needing to focus, to shun off some of the time wasting, and to focus on specific projects, to use parts of your day in a concrete manner and to keep to that schedule. I think these all were great, great concepts that you use and that you've shared with us and with our listeners, and hopefully some of that message will sink in and be beneficial to more than a handful of people that listen into this. So, again, I want to thank you very much. Could you, again, once more tell us where you would like people to go to keep in touch with you? I'll let you say it again. Go for it.
Okay, well, I'm giving you free lessons right now, free information. Anybody who wants this information, I'll show you exactly how I'm doing this. And I'll show you everything there is to know about making and building, no matter where you are in a marketing standpoint, whether you're a newbie or you're an advanced marketer or a computer geek. I can show you everything I know. Very simple, and all you have to go to is successunplugged.com/class. That's success. SUCCESS unplugged, UNPLUGGED www.mentorsnetwork.com/class.
Excellent. I encourage all of our listeners to do just that. Go to successunplugged.com/class. And want to thank you again, Lonnie, for participating.
No, and, thank you, Earl. This has been great.
Well, you know, if I may say so, these little interviews I've been doing have been helpful to me, and I think helpful to my listeners. I hope to share it with more and more people, and we'll recap it at some point in the future, taking some of the best tidbits from various people. But, you know, this can be a confusing world, this internet marketing world, because, as you said, there's a lot of information. The need is to get it focused and channeled in the right direction, and it's easy to say it's helpful when we hear how other people are doing it, because that shows us that it is doable, that there is a way to success, and that if we really plug in and pay attention to what we're doing, we can all get there. So again,
this is Earl Nuttwall, the Micro Business Specialist, thanking you for joining us in our interview today. I invite you to visit my blog at www.microbusinessspecialist.com/blog, B-L-O-G, with the letters blog in lowercase letters.